behind the scenes education thing.
If I could book tours?
If you had more.
Yeah.
Like, you're asking me why I changed my mind. Well, I didn't really change my mind. I just agree that it would be a good... it is a good idea. I guess it's more a matter of would I or not.
So basically just leaving it as it is.
Well, no, your idea is very good because, like I said, coming out for walks, if you have the adventurous hiker or even the novice hiker, you could have this information for them. And, you know, or when you're giving tours or having walks, you stop here and, oh, these are whatever, and they're edible. So if you're ever out here and you lose track of time because this place is beautiful enough to lose time, I could...
That's why I'm not really big on permanent structures either. What I would like maybe would be kind of like a lodge type thing, like an outdoor gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
In that clearing, for example, you know?
Yeah. Well, see, that, now that thing that isn't bad. Mother Nature is tested, but not like here.
Because imagine a gazebo where, okay, can be, if it was like canvas or something used, I basically...
Do a teepee.
Yeah, but I was thinking it could also be, like a garden space. Like if you have it where, say you want it for rain, you bring it for the event, it's something that can roll out and cover up the roof, like a temporary roof. A teepee would be easy, I guess, yeah. How does one build a teepee? It's three poles minimum, right?